Morning, everyone. Well, it really looks like a huge group today. Don't get too comfortable, though. Every day, we use the knowledge that we have, and of all the skills that we use on a daily basis to live our lives. The things that we have learned that help to provide for our needs and steer our paths. Our works require us to have certain knowledge, you know, whatever trade we're in, whether it's an engineer or a mechanic or a carpenter or whatever it may be. Taking care of our homes and property requires us to have certain knowledge. We have to be able to know the different uses of the tools and the materials and how to use them. Feeding our families, providing for our families, takes another different kind of knowledge. Got to know how to prepare it and nutritional facts and make sure that we're providing all the needs that we have. I love to fly airplanes. However, how valuable is that knowledge if I'm not out flying airplanes? Yeah, it's cool. It's neat. But unless I'm flying that airplane, it's pretty worthless. A while ago, my family and I decided, along with our regular studies, that we would read a proverb each day. We would read the chapter that corresponded to the dates. And I'm sure many of us probably have that same practice. Most proverbs were written by Solomon. 1 Kings 4:32 said that he spoke over 3,000 of them. Many of the proverbs are designed to give us direction in our daily lives and to help shape our attitude towards God and of our fellow humans and to ourselves. Proverbs is a very educational book. Along with the instruction these proverbs provide, there are some general principles that we can find as well. One of them being that of, we can't have a true education. True education can't take place unless we have committed ourselves to God. Reading those proverbs, along with the other scriptures we have available to us, obviously, provides much education for those who read and study its content. Three topics stand out when you read the Proverbs. They are wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And although these three things are different things, they are all three connected as well. They make a full circle to one. Knowledge is information. It's facts. It's truth. Understanding is the principles or the meaning of those facts. Wisdom is knowing what to do with that knowledge, how to apply them, and when. The world we live in consumes itself in the acquiring of knowledge, learning more and more, spending thousands of dollars in the acquiring of that knowledge. They spend it on books, on courses, on computers, whatever, because they want more knowledge to get what they want. People are constantly looking for new and better ways. Sometimes there's not a new and better way. Job said in Job 21:14, I'll just quote it for you, that the people in the world that are prosperous, it says, yet they say to God, depart from us. We do not desire the knowledge of your ways. They think they have the knowledge, and they think they have the need, all they need, to be wealthy. They don't want any part of God. And that definitely is the attitude we find out in this world. The knowledge I'm talking about is not of our education, because that's important. We need our education. We need to learn the different things that we do daily. The providing for our families, the food, the jobs that pay for our bills. All that knowledge is needed. But it's not the kind of knowledge that the Bible encourages us to obtain. Today I'd like to spend a few minutes talking about the most valuable knowledge we can have. And that's true knowledge. The knowledge of God. Spiritual knowledge. And as I already said, the knowledge of truth. The word knowledge is used in the Bible, the New King James, or the King James Version, 169 times. Well, that's a lot of repetitiveness, so it must be fairly important. So you could say the subject of knowledge would be worth considering for a little while. The first thing that we should understand, that I'd like you to understand, is that spiritual knowledge, God's knowledge, it is truth. It's not theory, and it's not a myth that some believe. Most people in the world believe that truth is not a permanent thing. It can change. They feel truth is a current consensus of opinions, which are accepted and believed by the majority. So if the majority says that this is true, this is knowledge, then it's true and it's knowledge. But it's not. We all know that God's Word is truth. And God's Word does not change. Knowledge, according to the Nelson Bible Dictionary, means this: the truth or the facts of life that a person acquires either through experience or through thought. The greatest truth that a person can possess with the mind or learn through experience is truth about God. True knowledge comes from God. It doesn't come from our own ideas. It doesn't come from man's ideas. Proverbs 4:5 tells us, get wisdom, get understanding. These are aspects of knowledge. So where do we begin if we want to acquire knowledge? The knowledge that the Bible is talking about. Let's turn to Proverbs 1, verse 7. Proverbs 1, and we'll read verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. If we truly desire knowledge, and that's what we're looking for, is true knowledge, the knowledge that is real, the knowledge that will last, then we have to obey God. We have to respect God and all His commands, all His Word. Why is knowledge so important? Well, God is the center of knowledge. God is the basis of all life. He created everything. Everything we have, everything we know. We need to establish our lives on the knowledge that God is in charge. Let's turn over a couple pages to Proverbs 9:10. Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So we see here again that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. The word fear here is not of dread and terror, but it is of reverence for God, respect for His law, His will, which leads us to obey and worship Him. When we obey God, He opens our minds. He can open our minds so that He can teach us more and more understanding of Him, of truth. Turn with me now to John 8. John 8, verses 31 and 32. John 8, verses 31 and 32. To the Jews who believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold on to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, free from what? Well, free from our ears, our errors. Excuse me. Free from our errors and free from our sin. That's what gets us in a way of doing what we need to. If we rely on God's promises and obey His commands, then we will know the truth, and we will grow, and we will increase in our knowledge. Truth is a quality of God, and God wants that truth developed in us. We must seek it. We must speak it. We must walk in it, and we must live by it. Getting knowledge, as the Scriptures encourage us, will be no problem for those whom God calls. Those who truly seek God's will have no problems or difficulties in understanding truth. It has to be our desire. He has to call us, and we have to desire it, and we have to show Him that that's what we want. And He'll do that. We need to invest our time daily in the acquisition of a deeper understanding of that knowledge and appreciate that value. It's priceless. You don't have to turn there, but Proverbs 8:10 says, "Receive my instruction and not silver." Don't take the silver. Knowledge is better than choice gold. Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 15. "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her great gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you may desire can't compare to her." Can't compare to knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Although this specifically addresses wisdom and understanding, it is still connected to knowledge. It all works together. Without that knowledge, we can't have wisdom or understanding. We have to have the facts first. Knowledge or truth is the words and laws of God. It should be our desire to take advantage of this rich blessing God offers us. Let's not lose sight of the real knowledge that is available to us. We live in an age where everything is constantly changing, and man is persistent in the pursuit of new knowledge, more knowledge. The world is ever learning, but never comes to the knowledge of God, or seldom does anyway. I would say it's probably more accurate. Many will say we need to change the way we think, the way we do things, what we accept, how we live, all because the world around us is doing all that it can do to ignore and eliminate true knowledge. Knowledge is truth. It is trustworthy, and it doesn't change. I quoted the scripture earlier, but it fits really good here, so let's turn back to Job 21 and read verse 14. "Yet they say to God, 'Depart from us, for we do not desire the knowledge of your ways.'" This is what we're seeing in the world around us. This is what we see every day. This is what we hear of every day. It's actually even getting overwhelming, all the ways that they're taking God completely out of the picture and what He stands for. They want Him out of the way because they want to do their way. What they think. They think their way is the right way. Because, hey, you know, God's one. We're the majority, so how can we be wrong? The society wants what it wants, and it doesn't include God. Matthew 6:21 and Luke 12:34 tells us that for where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And we know that God looks at our heart, so our heart has to be right. You know, we may go through the motions, and we may do what we've learned, but if we don't use them the right way, if we don't use them properly, if we don't move forward, we don't grow, our knowledge is for nothing. This is a very wide subject, and there's obviously no time to discuss this vast wealth of information we have on this topic in a sermonette. I just wanted to stir up thoughts on the importance and the necessity of true knowledge, the knowledge of God, and its value. Increasing the knowledge of God is part of our Christian maturity. Tongue twisters today for me. And it's something we're going to experience as we grow in the knowledge of our God. If we do not attain knowledge of God, our life is profitless. Today's proverb, if you're reading it daily, which is Proverbs 2, go ahead and turn if you would. We'll read verses 1 through 6. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my command within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver or in search for her as hidden treasures, then here it is. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And in verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. We started today by reading Proverbs 1, verse 7, where Solomon stated, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I'd like to end today with reading what Solomon concluded on the subject of knowledge by turning to Ecclesiastes 12:13. And it reads, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is man's all. It's everything. It's everything that matters. Have a great Sabbath.